Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office received a call on Sunday regarding a fight at the Mateel Community Center in Redway involving a knife. Deputies arrived on scene and spoke with the 23-year-old male victim, who explained that the suspect, 23-year-old Redway resident Zachary Harrison, was harassing him and his friends. When the victim confronted Harrison, he said Harrison pulled out a 4-inch long knife and held it against his stomach. They became separated but began arguing again an hour later, and security asked them to leave. As the victim was leaving the event, Harrison struck him in the face with an object, possibly a bottle. The victim received stitches from the injury. While deputies interviewed witnesses at the scene, they identified Harrison as the suspect, and he attempted to flee on foot. Deputies caught and arrested him for assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a weapon, and public intoxication, and he was booked into county jail. Two traffic collisions on Highway 36, including a fatal collision over the weekend, highlight the dangers of driving on highways in Humboldt County. Highway 36 is especially dangerous due to its sharp curves and motorists who do not always obey the speed limit. Captain Adam Yeager, commander of the Humboldt Area CHP, pointed out that technology like GPS systems can also lead to accidents on that highway.
So we've had some issues with GPS now because they'll GPS it and think that's the way to go. And we've had some big rigs that are on there that are too long and big and get in those sharp curves, have gotten stuck in between the curves, and we've had a couple of incidences of that.
Yeager went on to describe the difficulties of traffic enforcement along 36.
And it's a very hard road to enforce. We put officers out there and try to slow people down and get them working the radar, and we're using an airplane out there to keep an eye on people that are driving over the double yellow lines, and that's been helpful, but it's a hard road to patrol.
The best way to ensure safety along our highways is to drive at safe speeds and always drive sober. The City of Fortuna wants to remind residents that winter billing for water usage begins on November 1st. The new billing period measures actual water usage, and ratepayers may notice the change when they get their next water bill. The winter billing period runs through April. Water rates from April through October are determined on the past winter's usage due to irrigation usage in the area during those summer months. For more information, contact Fortuna City Hall. There is a new license plate available in California, and for those who have chosen to be organ donors, it's a plate right up your alley. The California Highway Patrol has teamed up with Donate Life California, a campaign that urges residents to register as organ donors. A new license plate is available that will come with a pink dot. More than 7,500 new plates have already been registered, and the CHP has joined the program in honor of CHP Officer Kenyon Youngstrom, who was shot and killed while on duty in Alamo, California in 2012. Youngstrom was an organ donor, and his gift helped save the lives of four other Californians following his death. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. One of the challenges of living in an isolated rural community is attracting businesses to the region. Due to its remote location and small population, it can be difficult to convince entrepreneurs to set up shop in Humboldt County. Local businessman Rob Barkley still believes that local business owners are finding success on the North Coast.
I do think that we are getting businesses that can do it here. Part of the problem is a lot of the local people tend to sell, you know, people come and go and move around, but I think we have quite a few successful businesses here.
Aside from legitimate businesses, the county's marijuana industry also factors into the economy, and Arkley does not believe that legalization will throw the county into a recession.
I do not think the legalization of marijuana would cause the giant recession/depression in Humboldt County that everybody's thinking. I don't think the money goes as far as people think it does. The price of the product is down, half, two-thirds over the last few years? So we're already having a soft landing, is my point.
The local economy, comprised of both legal and illegal enterprises, must be bolstered by business owners looking to take a chance in a rural setting. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.